Let us again go over the sugya which we had learned last week. Look the Mishneh and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Hakehanim shepiglu b'migdosh mizidim chayovim. Kahanim were mefagel b'shas tavoid in the migdosh, so and they were mizidim the chayovim. Tana Rabbon. So now the Gemara brings down a baraisa. Hoya oise imoi betaretz. A person was a poyo. He was taking care of the tvue of someone else, and he was mutal olav to see that it should be betare. And then he tells him, taresh shosisi imcho nitmu, that the taresh that I was making for you, they became tame. Hoyoise imai bezvochim. He was a kain, he was doing a void of him. And he told him, Zvochim shosisi imcho nispaglu. They became pigle. I was mefagel these kolbonis. Nemo, so we believe him. But what if he told him, Taris shosisi imcho biyoim ploini? Now he was not in the midst of being oisikime betaris. Now he told him, the taris that a few days ago I was working for you, nitmu, uzvochim shosisi imcho biyem ploini nispaglu, eini nemo. So then, he doesn't have an amonis. Maishno reisho o maishno seife. So what is the difference if it's hoya oise imoi betaris, or hoya oise imoi betaris, bus taris shosisi imcho biyem ploini? Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Kol shebiyodoi nemo. If he's in the midst of the Asik, so it's biyodoi letamois, so then he's believed. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, nemon, kol shebiyodoi, lasois, when he informs him that he became Tomei, it is still biyodoi to be metamedem. Biyodoi lasis bisho shemeidiyo. Nemo vereisha kegoin sha oidam biyodoi. They're still in his possession. Letamo. So when he told them, it's still biyodoi to be metamedem. It's by me. I told you they became Tomei already. Bilafaglo. And it's biyodei to be mefagel. Begabi kabonis bekoyin ho'ivet kamayri. We're speaking about a kohen who's doing the avoide in this kohen. Kegoyin sheheidiyoi ben shchita lezrike. Between the shchita and the zrike, he told them, you know, I shechted. B'shas shchita I shechted al menas la'och lechutz lezmane. Va'oma, this is what he informed him. Pigaltiyo b'shchita. I was mefagel b'shas shchita. So this is biyodei lefagel, shadayin biyodei lefagloi b'sharavodis. I'm still in the middle. So when I informed you, you are hearing from a person who is biyodei to do what I'm saying was already done. Avo biyoyim pleini. But if I said that I was mefagel biyoyim pleini, shekva yotzul miyodei, that now it's not biyodoi lakva yotzu miyodoi, so it's not biyodoi anymore to do what he's saying was done, lav kol kemine. Then he's not nemo. Now, the Pnei Yeshua and many Rishonim say, what is pshat, according to Rashi, of biyodoi? Since when he told him, he could still do it, it's still tachas reshu, so he could still do it, the tares are still by him. So they learn, according to Rashi, works with a gather of migu. You should believe me. This is a birur on my nemonis. We have a lot of things yet to explain why you need migu. Why don't you say adecha nemon bisurim? But let us just go. That's how the Rishonim learn pshat and Rashi, that it's a nemonis of migu. I'm telling you that your tvue, your kolb became nifsol. And it's biyodi to make what I'm doing, what I'm telling you. I could be mefagalit. I'm still in the midst of being makav yakov. So Memela, if it's biyodoi to do what I'm stating was already done, you believe me. If I'm saying, when I'm saying it now, it's not any more biyodoi to do it, so I'm not nemo. That is how Abaye learned pshat in this baraisa. Let us just go a little further. Rava Amar, Rava said, kegoin da'ashkechei, this beraisa that it says, if he told them, Tarish shosisi imcha biyoim ploini nitmu, he told them the Tarish that was by me, that in that day, became Tomei, so he's not Nemon, is kegoin da'ashkechei v'loi omalei v'loi midi. When he found him, when he gave it over to him, he did not mention this at all. Later, he met him again. Then he told him. Even though, when he relates it to him, is also nemo. Ein biyodoi is, you don't need the birur of biyodoi, even though it's not biyodoi. So theoretically, if I tell you that Tarisha Sisi Imcha biyoim ploini became Tomei, I'd also be Nemon. The Sefer that says I'm not Nemon, so there's one more condition, then I'm not Nemon. Koin da ashkechei mikamei hoidna, I had met him before, I didn't mention anything. So it seems then there's a reyes, so why did you wake up now? If it was Tomei, why didn't you tell him the first time you met him? If it was Spiegel, why didn't you tell him then? So this is a reyes that is why you're not Nemo. Let us see Taisvitz. Omar Abaye, kol shebiyodoi Nemo. Abaye said, kol shebiyodoi nemo. Hitcho Rabbeinu Tam, dohoche afilu lerove loy mehemon, elo mishum shoroyo biyodoi tchilo. Now, we have to understand what Rabbeinu Tam saw in Rove. Rashi doesn't say anything. Rove omar afopi sheim biyodoi nemo. Taisva says that according to Rove, the Nemonis is because it was once biyodoi. Now where did Taisva see this? So the Dvayakiv says, because the case of the Baraisa is speaking about a person, Hoyoise imay betaris. Hoyoise imay bezvochim. We're speaking about these two cases, when he is Nemon, when he's not Nemon, is speaking that it was once biyodoi. Why do we speak about a third person that comes over to him and tells him, you know, I saw your taris became Tomei. Why are we speaking about a person who was biyodoi to be metame? So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam understood pshat in Rove. That's what Rove said, that he is Nemon. If he would, the first time he would have met him, he would have told him that, you know, it became Tomei. You know why he's Nemon? Because it was biyodoi to be metame. Seitshe Rabbeinu Tam. Dohoche afilu lerove loy mehemo elo mishum shohoyo biyodoi tchilo. And that is why the Baraisa mentioned this condition, hoyoise imei betares, hoyoise imei bezvoch. Fine. That's what it seems in our Gemara. Ubepeire ko'oimer, so now Taisa says, when there's a whole sugya in Kedushin, pligi abaye verove, Beishtoi zinso beidechot. Vahalo shoisik. Now, there's a whole sugya in Kedushin, and daf samachemet beis, daf samachvot. There's a whole sugya in Kedushin that, Abaye is speaking about that, I went over to a person, I told him, achal tochelev, you know you ate chelev. And it's, if he was shaysik, be'edechot is nemo. I told him, nisnasech yeinech, if he's shaysik, be'edechot is nemo. I told him, nitmotarei secho, it doesn't say nisnasech yeinech, nitmotarei secho, Vishaisik is Nemon. A few cases, and on all these members of Abaye, the Gemara doesn't say anything. So it seems this is a double muskim. Then later, the Gemara brings down a case as follows, that a Neidechot came over to a person and says, Ishtacha Zinso. And this person was Shaisik. So Abaye says, if this is an Eid Kosha, he's Nemon. And Rava says, he's not Nemon, unless it's Nemon Olav Kebetrei. The Rava won't go into this, unless he trusts this person so much, Kebetrei, then he's Nemon. Like this, he's not Nemon. So learning the Sugya in Kedushin, we see from over there that there are a few cases, Achal Tochelev, Nitmotare Secha, there Abaye says if Ishaisik is Nemon, and there's no Machloikas, everyone agrees with this. The last case of Ishtacha Zinsa, there is a Machloikas Abaye Barova. Now, so Taisa says it as follows, so Bepecha Ima, Pligi Abaye Barova, Beishtai Zinsa Beidecha, Valo Shaisik, Umash Mahosam, that's the only machloikis between Abaye and Rava, the Tavayu Moidu, both agree, not only Abaye, but Omaloy Eid Echo, Nitmu Tarisecho, Valo Shaisik Nemon, because the Gemara before brings down this member of Abaye, and there's no machloikis in that. Vechein Omaloy Eid Echo, the Chal Tachelet, Va'ava Gav Ve'in Biyodai. So Taisvis has a kashe on Rove. That means the Rove over here also is only speaking about a poyel or a kind that's doing the avoider. That's the Baraisa specifically spoke about such a person. Then Rove says, even though now it's not Biyodai, because it was Biyodai. We have a Gemara over there, we're speaking about a part of a person. He just came over and he told Yena Nitmu Tarei Secha. He told Yena Achal Tochelev, Vohalo Shaisik, so it says that the aid is Nemon, and this is a double muskim, and here the aid is Nemon by Nitmutar Isech, even though it never was Biyodai. So how does this Sugya stem with the Sugya in Kedush? That is the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Vo'aymer Rabbeinu Tam, Dohoche B'makrishay. Taka the two different sugyas, 100%. Our Gemara is speaking about b'makrishoy, that the owner of the peiris says it's not true. They didn't become tamei. I don't know. I don't know if they became tamei. Is memele, so here we have to come on to the nemonis of the eid. And the aid is not Nemon if it's not Biyodai. Even though he says, Eini Yodai, I don't know. So, the aid is not Nemon. Unless it was Biyodai or Hoya Biyodai. Avol Hosom the Shaisik, there it's speaking about, he keeps quiet. Havi Ki Hoido. So the Shtike is like a Hoido. Now I would like to mention the Loshon of the Chazenish. He told him, in Bhavalei Shtike Kehoido. So, the Chazanish says, it's speaking about as follows. Nire, the love ba'imaloi yodata ayri. You know that it became tome. You know that you ate chaylev. Dimkein shtikosi have a hido mamish. It's not kehoido. I tell him and he keeps quiet. Elohim Eloi, Shenase Hadovo Bifonecho. This was done in front of you. V'loi Hirgashta, you weren't malgish what really was happening. I'm telling you, Ochal Tochelev. Kigain Shomeloi Ochal Tochelev. The Vadei Lo Yoda Bishas Achile. When he was eating it, you know that, when you ate that fatty food over there, that was chaylev that you ate. El k'shoim aloi, when I tell him you ate chaylev, male al datoi lizocher, so he starts trying to remember what had happened then, ule dagdek, and to think about it, uch shesoisek, when he keeps quiet, nire hadovo sheyesh lei bemele histapik. That means, could be, that means if he's makrishim and he says ayni yedeya, so that is a hakosha. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not saying, I don't know what you're, that means he that's an ayni yedeya is also, I'm disagreeing with you. If he keeps quiet, so memele, so from his quietness, could be. It could be. Now he says, you wait, Chaylev. And I say, could be. So we say, shtike kehoido. Now, there are two ways to understand this. So what happens further? So shtike kehoido. It's a could be. Could be you're right. Could be. So what happens? So the Marshal learns pshat, and later from Taisus it seems that this is taki pshat in our Taisus. So it's also called Shav Yenavshe. Will be by Coleman could be it's better, but by, let's say by, he told them Nitmo Tarei Secho, so it'll be also called Shav Yenavshe Chetichad Yisure. That means he didn't say clearly that it's Taketome, but he says from that what he seems to agree that it's possible. That alone makes a Shav Yenavshe. That's one way to learn Pshat. And it seems Taisus did learn like that. We'll see the end of Taisus soon. Other Rishonim learn Pshat, Taisus in Yevomis says, Goran under the Pshat. That means, since from his speaker we see, I agree with you somewhat, that means, could be the what you're saying is true, so that gives the Eidechot and Mamonas. That's why we believe the Eidechot. I mean, the Eidechot would say it alone. We will not believe the Eidechot for some reason. But the Eidechot says this and this occurred. And the person, you were there and you were perhaps unaware of it, but this is what occurred. And he's quiet and he's listening and he seems to be more than it could be. So Betzirith, the Eidechot, of the Bailam and the Eidus of the Eidechot, we believe the Eidechot. That is what, so we have two Malchim, either it works with Shav Yenavshe, by Chelem Mestoma Tzicha, not Shav Yenavshe, here we're speaking about he brings a Kolben, so the Tzicha Mestoma works Mitzad and the Monus of the Eidechot, but by the other things could be works out Shav Yenavshe. So Memeila, so Taisva says as follows. So Taisva says, Dohoche v'makrishe. Here we're speaking about that the Bailam is makrishem. Oy oymer eini yedeya. Avol hosom d'shoisik havekaido. In there, afilu, we don't need that, the person who was oisik, shuhu biyodei, or hoya biyodei is nemo. Even a strange person will also be nemo. And there it works with a different namonis of shtike kahido. V'chein mashma be'isha rabbe, the boy le mifshad minei. V'chein mashma be'isha rabbe, the boy le mifshad, that the maila of shtike is, because the mothers mention shtike kahido in Kedushin. The Gemara in Yevame says, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the din of Vachalta Chelev at the Eidechot is Neman. The Dochi Dul Meshan Yochim Mishum De Ishtik Ushtike Kohei Do Adomi. So in Meila, so we see Klo Shtike, the Meila of Shtike is you have a Heido over there. If you have a Heido, so that is either Malim than the Monas of the Eidechot. Or you have Shav Yenavshe where it applies. V'gabe ishtai zinso. Now, where is there a machloikis between Abaye v'rove? Be'ishtai zinso pligi nami b'shoisik. That's also shoisik. Umahani la Abaye b'idechot kosher de lav gazlon. And this helps according to Abaye. V'av al gav, de'in dover she'be'erve, poches, mishnayim, oy bikini yistira beidechot, even though we only know that by a dover she'be'erve, lesser isha al bailo, we only know there are two ways, One way is to aid him. A second way is there was kini and stire and a raglayim ledavo. So then in Eidechot is Neman to say nitma. But Shaisik is the third way. That was what Abaye was machadish. Abaye was machadish. If there's a Shaisik, it's also Asa. That means if I'm saying, he tells him Ishtacha Zinsa, could be. You're not telling me Chidushim. It could be. So he's made it that she's allowed to do such a thing. Inami midarabon. Or maybe Tosfos wants to say, could be that we're going too far. That what Abaye said by Adover Shebe Elve, that Shosak is Nemon, it's only a Drabon de Kinemonis. The love after the Shosak Leosa, it's Elim Ke Mehemen Olei Ke Beitrei. Unless it's Nemon Ke Beitrei, that means this person has a Nemonis, them like two Adim, Gabi, all things, he's Nemon Ke Beitrei. Not like Gabi this thing he believes in. Gabi all things is Nemon Kebeit, right? So then Umaisu, she's Osar on him. Umitoich kach oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam just now was Miyashev, the Sugiz, we hear the stickle problems, and the Rabbeinu Tam was Magdir, that there's an Indian of Biyodai, and they have to lo Akroshe, will not help. Then there's an Indian when it's not Biyodai, and then we need Shtika. Mitoich kach oimer Rabbeinu Tam. The Adam hametayer yayin lechaveri. A person went by the Goyeshe factory to make wine, and he was there to make sure that it shouldn't become misnasech the yayin. He ashkechei. So he was there. He was the mashgiach. He was there. He ashkechei. If he found him, va'omalei bezimne kamaise. The first time he found it was ready. He got back the wine. It's not biyodi anymore. It was hoya biyodi. He ashkechei bezimne kamaise mehem and kerov. Afilu makrishoi. Afilu yen is makrish. The kivin the hoya biyodi. There's an emanis of hoya biyodi. That is Pshat Nasugi. We have this Nemonis. Aval Acher Loi Mehema. But if someone else was standing there, he wasn't supervising, he wasn't, someone else passed by, and he was watching how they're making the wine, and then he goes over to the Bailam, and he tells the Bailam, you know, this Nasech Yainich. So Aval Acher Loi Mehema. Imakrishi Oy Oymer Eini Yedei. Ishvi shosik mehemo. V'chein posik rabbeinu mishulam ben rabbeinu kleinemis. V'mehemo nolei kebeitrei. A third case, if he's nemo nolei kebeitrei, so also, seren lo bi osar b'yayin nesach, if according to Rova, afilu b'yadov shebelve, keda ashkron v'hu samye l'rov. Was a maisa was a sumer, that a shliach came over to the sum and told the mishtach hazinso, and Rav said if he's nemon ke beitrei he's nemon. Vafilu heiche. Now the chaytos is going back now by shosak. Vafilu heiche the loy mehemon is not nemon ke beitrei. Lekol mokem ledidei also the shab yinavshe chetiche di isure. The chayre means by shosak. V'nire the im shosak machmas she'ene yedeya. That means he keeps quiet. He doesn't know what to say. He has nothing but to say. I mean, you're telling me facts. I wasn't there. I don't know. It's what I tell you. So such a shtike is worthless. Le'hav shtike kayedo. V'chol asugye de kedushin tamemele. So the shtike is only has a cheshivas of Eido because you were there and you were aware of it. Or kaponim, you could have some yidi about it. Yesh leforish ba'im aloi nitmu taroisecho bifonecho o yodato, that there was some sort of a yidi. Then we have shtike kaido. Teida diktoni dum yedo chalta chelem. Now what's the case of a chalta chelem? Zich, I can't tell him, well, I'm telling you, Achal Tachelu. Zichayena was there. Achal Tachela. So the sugya starts off with Achal Tachela, then it goes with Nitmutar Isecha. So Mamela, we have to realize Nitmutar Isecha is Dumya Dachal Tachela, which means that you were there, and the Shaisek could be Taka, that's when it occurred. Now let us see the Rosh. I'd like to see the Rosh. The Rosh has Klolim. It's on page 206, the last, it's the Rosh is Eis Ches, and he has an olive base over here. Let us see, Eis Yud Gimel, there's a Yud Aleph afterwards, that is an Egei Alono. Kol Dovo Shehu Biyodoi Shalodo, something that's Biyodoi, Afilu Ischazik Hetere, even though the thing was Becheskas Heter, Nemon Eidechot. If it's biyadoi, nemon eidechod letame beleser, vafilu makrishoi, afilu is makrish, that is our sugi, what Tosfos says, oyomar eini yedeya, kedisanya, och oye oise imoi betaris, vomoloi taris yosisi imcho nitmu, nemo, umeforish abaye taimo, hoyul ubershusoi hein, it was in his control. Harei hein kishaloi. Now here the Losh says lomdes. El b'shusay hein harei hein kishaloi v'nemon alein. So it's just like they're his, and he has an amonis to say what is his, the status of what is his. V'loi mi taimo zuk the Losh. Not the reason is, the way it mentioned according to Rashi, the boy metamelohu, it works with a din migu. If I wanted to, I could be metamed. If I want to, I could be metamed. She believed me, be migu. The itaminu boy shlumir. A nice migu is this, like this. Well, I'm telling you now, it became tome, so it became tome, finish. I'm just informing you sad news, it became tome. Amigo, I could be metamed. I mean, if I'm metamed, I have to pay. Amazing. V'oy, the mashme, gabi sefer teire, the sefer teire biyad lav, what we had learned last week. If the sefer has the sefer teire, nema loima loikasafti askoreis lishmon. The sefer came to the Bible, and we wrote a sefer Torah. Reuven wrote a sefer Torah for Shimon, and he tells him, you know, the sefer Torah, the Shemus were written shaloi l'shem hasku. The Shemus written shaloi l'shman. So the Gemara says, who has the sefer Torah now? So if the sefer has it, it seems he would be Neman. If the Bailam has it, he's not Neman anymore. Now, if the sefer has it, what kind of amigo do you have over there, Frektach the Rosh? If it would still be by the sefer. I come over, he said, you know, what's with the sefer? Well, it's finished already. Just got news for you. The Shemus are written Shalai Lishman. So it seemed from the Gemara that the sefer is Nemon. Now, there's no amigo anymore. The Shemus were written, he says they were written Shalai Lishman. Now, if they were written Lishmon, so what kind of amigo does he have? So, Emerson, the Rajba wants to say, because if it's still by him, he can erase them and write them over Shaloi Lishmon. That's how the Rajba wants to say, but the Rosh did not like that. It was written already, so he had amigo. So, Memele, so the Rosh is proving from this that the lomdus of b'yoda does not mean migul. If it's in his, if it's when I'm telling it to you, it's still under my control, or it was under my control. Av abishikva nichtavu. V'oydam rine beperke isha rabbe. V'isova teirem mishaloi al shel chaveirei ein tzorech das. If it's b'yoda for me to be teirem al shel chaveirei, so he's nemon to say that it was nitram mishum de biyode lesaknoi, because he himself can do it. Oto bishiftoni askinom sheyitrem mitivle ashal chaveri elokivin shebiyodoi lesaknoi havi kebailov. So he's considered like the bailim. Afilu toram mishel chaveri. Even though it was Torah Michel Chaveiroi, because he has control to do it. Biyodoi Lisaknoi. Bekitzer, the Rosh is Megalatos. Let's go back to our sugya. His our sugya is he's saying that it became Osa, so there's an amonis of Baila. So there's a kasha, the Shmaitze asks on this Rosh, Arsugi is speaking about, that he's Makrishim. The Rosh was just Machadish that he has a din Bailam, and he's Nemonals, Bailam. So, but the Bailam says that it's not true. He's Makrishim, you're a liar. I was there and it didn't become Tomei. So what's the Maila of Bailam? So they bring down the Achoinim, say, whatever the Oimek HaDvorim is, I don't know, but it seems lesser, there's an amonus of Bailim. A Bailim is Nemon lesser. He's not Nemon lahatir. So Al Koponim, so the person who was taking care of the Taris Shosisi Imoch, So he has a din bailam on it, since it's biyodai laosroi letamoi lefagloi, so he has an amonis lesser. The bailam that's makrish, he's coming to saying that it's mutter. He doesn't have a, as bailam, he doesn't have an amonis lahata. So therefore we believe the bailam that's saying that it's osa. Now, but just to say a little further, the Rosh Yud Beis, Dovor she'ein ata biyodoi, oiloi hoya biyodoi mei oilo, never was biyodoi, vishaze keteira ein einemon, kaodisanya tari shesisimach biempleini nitmu, ein einemon, buhushe makrishe she'oma ein eidea, if the shtika will say shtika keido. Avolim shosak shtike kahidodomi kedemuchach bekdushin, and that's Yud Gimel, and Yud Daled says vafilu dovor she'enoi birshusay ato, even though it's not birshusay anymore, now he's no more abailin ibizimno kamaisa da ashkeche, but the first time he met him omaloi. Amaloi, he told him that it was nispagel. He told him that it was nitma, adayin, nikro, by love. That's the lomdis of Rove, hoya biyodoi, o mehemen, kidiyoma Rove, kim le motso amaloi, ela hashtet. If the only opportunity he had to inform him was now, so then, there's an amonis of hoya biyodoi. And the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that even though we had mentioned Shitas Rashi is that Biyodai is Nemon al Tzmigu, Rashi is Chilek on the Rosh, that is Davkin Abaye. But Rove can't work al Tzmigu, Tzmigu la Mafreye, you don't say such a, there's no such Migu, so according that it means the Rosh is Lomdis, Rashi holds, that's what Pnei Yeshua wants to say, in Rove, Rava held of this lomdus, that there's, if it was biyodi, he has a teiras, a bailim, and a bailim has an amonis.
In Abaye, who does not hold of this lomdis of Hoya B'yodoy, so in Abaye, Rashi held that then it works back and not out. Bailam, it works out, the nomonis of Migu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu da amale lechavre, tarish shosisi imcho b'yoinkloini nitmu. He told the chaver that the person that's speaking about this is the first time he met him. And he told them, tarish shosisi imcho b'yoinkloini nitmu. They became tome. Also lekamei de Rabbi Ami, amale, shures hadin einoi nemo. So, Poshet Pshat is that Avami held like Abaye, that you only Nemon if it is Biyodoi. Hoya Biyodoi is not Nemon. Omar Lofonov Rabasi told Rabami, Rebbe Ata Oimekein, that Hoya Biyodoi is not Nemon. Hochi Omar Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'shem Rabbi Yosi, ma'ase sha'Torah heminosai. The Torah was mamin someone that was hoya b'yodai. Heichan heminosai. Where do we find that the Torah was mamin a hoya b'yodai? Omar Rabbi Yitzchok bar Bisne kohen gadol b'yom Kippurim yechiyach." Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim, if he will say, "Dechi Omar Pigul Mehema," that if the Kohen Gadol will say that he was Mefagol, so he's Nemo. Where do we see that he's Nemo? Umeno Yodina, Voksi v'chol Odom Le'yia b'oyol Moed. B'shas the Kohen Gadol did the Avayda b'yom HaKippurim, there was no one there that could witness if he's mefagel or not. But afal pikein, he's nemo. We'll see in Tesis how the Gemara understood that he's nemo. The Gemara understood in all kabbonis, the oivid is nemo to say was mefagel. Elo lav mishum de mehema. So that means the Kohen Gadol will come out from after the avoide and will tell them, "Rabbeisa, you know I was mefagel." So he's Nemo. It's not Biyodai anymore. So we see Hoya Biyodai is also Nemo. And this is the Kashe on Rav Ami. Rav Ami said Hoya Biyodai is not Nemo. Frag the Gemara. How do you know that that is correct? We can assume that in all Kobonis, every Oivet has an Amonis to say was Mefagel. V'dilme de shamanai de pogel. It's speaking about take kol, that there's no one in the kolodim layia boyol moyed, but he said it very loud when he was mefagel. He said it out loud. So b'shas he made the hazoyes on the poroiches. He said he's being mazek de lahakter chutzlus manoy. And then he was mazeh. So we heard him. He was mefagel, some emelah, so there's no suffix whatsoever. So the Gemara says, he loved the mehemah, and afal gav the shemana, nami loy mehemah. That means if he wouldn't have an amonis, that's what we heard outside, that he said he's mazeh. Lahakter de murim chutz lezmanoi. So who says he's being mazed then? The Dilma Leboso Hochi Koma. Maybe it's speaking about that if you don't believe him, so maybe he was mazed bekashris. And we truly was mazed, he was mazed bekashris. He made a hazor. But let's be Megashim Dinyan. He was afraid. The Klal Yisrael thought they have such a Helika Kohen Gadol. Everything, all the avinus are taken care of, so they have nothing what to worry about. He wanted them to do tshuva the whole year.
So Memela, so first he was Mazda, they made the Hazar correctly. After he finished all the Hazars, he said very loud, he cleared his throat, and he says, I'm Mazda now to the Hazar should be Lahak, the Chutzlas Mama, Achas, Achas, Vachas. He's not doing anything now, he's finished with the Hazars. And we believe him. So how do you believe him? So Kochach, because he has an Amonis. Kochach, he has an Amonis of Hoya Biyodai. So the Gemara says that Shua Kain Godel has an Amonis. The Dilma the Chazine Bepishpech, maybe that, but we can assume that a Kain Godel has an Amonis to say he was Mefagel is speaking about that we witnessed it. We witnessed him being Mefagel. There are doors on both sides of the Heichel that open up into the Heichel. So if a person is standing outside of the Heichel, he can see what the Kohen, he can have a very nice view what the Kohen is doing. And therefore we can assume, I saw him being Mefagel. So therefore the Kohen is Pigel. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Shura Sadin, Kloima Hadin Noisen, Ata Oime Kain, Sheine Neman. You say, Hoya Biyodoi, is not Neman. Like Abaya, Rabbi Yechonam Mishim Rabbi Yisrael Neman. Aminosa, the Torah was Mam in the Kohen Gadol, Afilu La'achas Mam, after the Avodah was over, it's not anymore Biyodoi. Kedem Mefarash, Kohen Gadol B'yemei Kippurim, Bepar V'Soyer Sholifnai V'Lifnim, Shehu Sham Yochid, Ve'ein Rayeyu, no one sees what he's doing. Vim Omar Pigul Mehemo. And if he says it's Pigul, he's Nemo. Doksiv Hamakriv Oisoi Lo Yechoshev. Ukri Lo Yechashev Machsheves Pigul. The Posek means he's not permitted to be Machashev Machsheves Pigul. Vim Chishav Pigul Yiyu. And if it was Machashev, so it becomes Pigul. And Vaisis, he's Nemo to say that it is Pigul. And every kind that does the avoid is seems is nemo. Let's just see the Taisvis the chi by the small aleph, the three lines from the bottom. The aim litmai menolei the mehemon the pshita the bechol hakabonis shayich pigul bechol dalu davoides, and it seems that somehow we the this pasuk pigul yiyah, and we have to assume it's pigul. Is by all kabbonis, including the kabbonis of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. Meno yedine bi Yom Kippur the pogel, he loved the mehemo. The dilma ki amakro pigel yia, we know that it's pigel, the shamin and the pogel, we heard him being mefagel, but kairom, the omar hareini mazal manas lahakter imburim chutz luzmano. Umishani, he loved the mehemo, Loimer b'shas avoide pigalte. If he doesn't have an amonis, avgav the shemini the pogel nami dum lebos avoide koma. Maybe he said this after the whole avoide. So memele so kochach his nema. That's the raya from Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara asks, "Ochi gosine dum bechazine bepishpesh?" That we watched them being befagel bepishpesh. V'dum bechiyagav ne mehemon bechazine bepishpesh. The Bishas Amira Hoyo Maze. When he said this, he was Maze, not he made the Hazar first, and then he said, oh, I'm being Maze. Bishas Amira Hoyo Maze. He said, I'm Maze, Lahakte Chutzlus Man, and then he was Maze. Pishpesh Pesach Kotten, Shohoyo Bebeisa Khalifes, Pasuach Lahecho. This was open up to the Hecho. Ushnaimoy, the two Pishpeshim. Echad betzofen veechad bedorim kedesanye bezvochen bisem mekayma. Shnei pishpishin hoyu bebeis hachalifes echad betzofen veechad bedorim. Ve'lahachsher es kol ha'azora l'shchit es kotshem kalim. Sheniye koirin b'chol haruchais v'shochatu pesach oyel moyim. Shkote pesach oyel moyim. So memel it seems on all ruches you have to have a pesach oyel moyim. So in Mizrach there was a Pesach, so the one that in Tzof and the Dom there also should be a Pesach. Now Rashi says, V'gam lulkotn hoyo pasuach lebeis hakapoyres. Rashi says there was a opening, a peak hole, there was a hole that was open to the Kodesh Kadoshim. V'ho de makshe hoche dume de chazino bepishpech. He said, the Gemara wants to be matche the raya of Rabbi Yossi. Could be the kain godel is not Neman. How was he Neman that he was mefago by the hazos in the heichel? Because someone witnessed it. So he says, the Gemara is speaking about if the kain godel said he was mefago in the hazos in the heichel. Alaparoiches peichel koi. Vegabi avoides de lifnai v'lifnim. Namike lakshu yidachazino derechlu. That means, if he says he was mefagel in the lifnai lifnim, so he could also, there's no raya he's nemon, could be, we saw him through the loop. So, the Kamireim asks a Moiradike Kasha on this Rashi. This Rashi is why the Gemara jumped to the Pishpesh. Is a Lulu, so Rashi says, well, matter what the Kohen Gadol says when he was Mefagel. He's Mefagel in the Heichel, so then the Gemara says Pishpesh. He says he was Mefagel in the Kodesh Kadoshim, then we could have asked, is a Lulu. So he says like this. The whole Machlekes Abaye V'Rove is, if it was Hoya B'Yodai. If it's Adayim B'yodoi, Abai is also Moide, that is Neman. I mean, that's how Rashi brought down the case. The Kohen came after the Shechit, and he told him, no, it was Mefagel. So since it's B'yodoi, to be Mefagel weiter, by the Zrike, so he's Neman. So he says, in the Kodesh Kadoshim, he has a whole bunch of Avodas to do. He's making hazoyes in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Then he's going to go out and make hazoyes in the Heichel. Now the Mizbeach Hazov. He has a lot to do yet. So Lachayr in the Kodesh Kadoshim, he's Nemon als Biyodai. In the Kodesh Kadoshim, he's Nemon als Biyodai. Now it seems, so Mamela, that's not Kasha, but I mean, Taisva says he's Nemon on all Dalad Avoidis. He's Neman. So you have to go, I feel by the Gemara avoid the Mistama, by the last of it, he's also Neman. Okay, that's the Zois on the Mizbeya. But Al Koponim, so on that he said, I mean, by the last avoid it, it's not Biyodi anymore. So Lachayra, by the last avoid it, there we can say, how do you know he's Neman over there? Why is he Neman over there? So either it's Oiskishpalt, Hoya Biyodi is Neman, or the Dichi of the Gemara that's speaking about Chazan or Bepishpesh, they looked into the Heichel, but in the Kodesh Kadoshim is Bechal no problem by his Nemo, because that's Taka B'yod Elefagel. It can be, I mean, there's more avodas to do. That's how the Kanerim wants to for Rashi's Kash, why the Gemara didn't speak about the Lul. The Kodesh Kadoshim is Bechal no problem. Let us just see the last Taishvist, the Chiyoma Pigul Mehemo. Betema or Rabbi Yosi Gufe Bezvochem Perik Beishamayim. Is Rabbi Yosi brought a raya from the Kohen Gadol that he's Nemon to say Pigul Uk? Yeah. So Fraktosis Rabbi Yosi himself holds Islay Dem Pigul Bedover Hanase Bifnim the Aleph Mishlomim. The Akobin that avoids our Bifnim. There's no Pigul. So the pigul year was never set on the Avodas Kohen Gadol, because there's no pigul. V'yishloimer, the pigul loyhave, posel miyahave. That means, enochonami, it's not pigul, there's no chorus, but the kom zicha will be posel. V'pigul dahoche lavdavke. Now the Gemara says, how do you know that he's nemon? Not he's nemon to say it's pigul, it's posel. The Ashken besoif perikama desvochim Rab Shimon the Omar that it becomes possible kol sheino mizbech achitzim kishlomim ein chayovim olav mishum pigul Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina by the Rab Shimon the possible mikal v'chayma. Now we had just mentioned Achstame last week, but just let's mention it once more. The Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha, the Gemara wanted to know, how is a Kohen Gadol Nemon that he was Mefago, there's a problem, no one is there, so how is he Nemon? Is a raya that Hoya Biyodai. So the Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha, so why do you have to jump to the Kohen Godel? How is any Kohen Nemon to say that he was Mefago? So the Pnei Yeshua wants to sparois from this that Pigol has to be Bedibo. So Memele, so all Kahanim, we know they're Mefagel, because we hear them, that they're Mefagel. The Kohen Gadol, that was the problem. But the no one was in the Ayol Moed, so Memele, we didn't hear them. So others want to deal with the Pnei Yeshua. Could be, it could be he's only Neman in certain cases, just like the Gemara wants to say. It could be the Kohen Gadol is Neman Dafka when he could be the Din Pigel is Afilu B'Machshava also. But the Nemanis of Pigel is Bedibo, like the Gemara wants to say by the Kohen Gadol also. Could be the Nemanis of Pigel is when we heard he was Mefago. So it's not Muchach, the Pnei Yeshua wants to bring a raya from our Gemara, that our Gemara did not have, that our Gemara did not have any problems by the Pigel of all Kehanim. Why not? It's Oiskishpat, every Pigel needs Dibo. So the Achroinim are things that with the Pnei Yeshua, it's not Oiskishpat, could be every Pigel doesn't need Dibo. And the Pigel that was made by Machshava could be, he's not Nemon. But the Nemonis by every Kobanis, if he was Mefagel, like our Gemara wanted to say, that by the Kohen Gadol speaking about us, is Mefagel loud, but Dibbo, we heard him. So that's, but it's not Muchach, that the Pigel, the Chalais Pigel is only, the Chalais Pigel is only Bedibbo. Or the chlal by every pigle, we can say it's biyoda. He was mafaga by the shchita, so it's biyoda by the zrike. Here the rai from Kohen Gadol is mustama by the last avoide. He's also neman to say that he was mafaga.